Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, love. Welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. I have some juicy tips to share with you today. As we all know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Can you believe it? I know this year has definitely had a lot of twists and turns, but I truly love this time of year, and it is such a great reminder that we do have so much to be thankful for. I ran across this quote from Melody Beattie, and it really shows the impact embracing gratitude can have on our life. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. So before I get into sharing those tips with you, I'd like to first share some of the things I'm most grateful for this year. I'm grateful for my relationship with my Lord and Savior, and that He has helped me grow so much this year as a person, as well as closer to Him. I'm grateful that I have a job that allows me to work from home. I'm grateful that I have a generous husband that loves the Lord, and that even though we have ups and downs as any couple does, I know He will always be by my side. I'm grateful that God has allowed my brother and I to grow so close this year and that He has been such an amazing support system as well as an encourager and friend. I'm grateful that my sister came to see me this weekend. I'm grateful that I received my health and life coaching certification this year. I'm grateful for our puppy Mamba. Even though he drives me crazy, he still brings me so much joy as well. I'm grateful that I have remained healthy. I'm grateful that I have such amazing friends who are there for me no matter what. I'm grateful that God gave me the courage to start this podcast because it brought me to you, love. I'm grateful for the hope I have of what the future will bring and the anticipation of what is to come. I'm grateful for job stability. I'm grateful for the amazing products I take that help to boost my immune system. I'm grateful for early mornings and my quiet time with God. I'm grateful for all of the free information given on other podcasts and how much I've been able to learn at absolutely no cost. I'm grateful that we got our fireplace checked out so we will finally be able to use it this year. I'm grateful for our new neighbors and how we became friends almost immediately. I'm grateful that my car is paid off, as well as my new computer, and that I've made a huge dent on my student loans this year. Well, after I did this exercise, more and more things I'm grateful for continued to come to mind. I encourage you to sit down and think of things you're grateful for as well, love. It is so uplifting. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, "The more thankful I become, the more my bounty increased." That's because, for sure, what you focus on expands. When you focus on the goodness in life, you create more of it. Trust me, I have experienced many highs and lows, even within the last few weeks, but it never fails. When I get my mind right and allow myself to focus on what is good, a plethora of things always come to mind. And that is the state I want to be in, so that I can encourage and serve others to the best of my ability. As it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It's hard to explain, but I am so full of love right now as I just soak all of this in. The last couple of days, I've been pretty down on myself because things haven't been coming together for me as I had hoped. I could feel myself becoming more and more stressed, which obviously wasn't getting me anywhere. But now, I feel peace. And I so want that for you as well. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 is such a great reminder of this. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Okay, now let's get on to those tips. I want to set you up for success this year. I know you've been working extremely hard to stay on track, and just because it's the holiday season doesn't mean that you have to get derailed. It's all about planning ahead and being prepared with your own keto side dishes and desserts if your family isn't planning on doing a keto Thanksgiving. So here are my top 5 tips for you. Number 1. Ask your family what they will be serving to prepare yourself of any temptations you may be facing. Sometimes when you just mentally prepare yourself, you're able to take time to think through your priorities so that something doesn't catch you off guard when you arrive, causing you to cave. I remember asking my family what they were having in years past, and then once I knew what they were having, I prepared sides and a dessert that were similar to theirs. For example, if they were having pumpkin pie for dessert, I made sure to have my own keto pumpkin roll. Number 2, depending on what your personal weaknesses are, make your own keto version so you don't feel deprived. I know this takes some extra time and preparation, but it is so worth it. I never feel like I'm missing out. I personally make a point to bring my own keto rolls, cauliflower mashed potatoes, keto gravy, and some sort of keto dessert. I will be sure to include links to some of my favorite recipes for you in the show notes. But I remember the first time I brought all of my keto sides and desserts, I had my grandma try all of them, and she couldn't even tell the difference between what was keto and what was not. That was one of the greatest feelings, and I love sharing that experience with her. Number 3, since we do tend to consume more calories, even if they are keto, I encourage you to consider doing some intermittent fasting either leading up to Thanksgiving or the following day. Again, I don't want you to miss out though. So if you have a tradition of eating, say, cinnamon rolls for breakfast Thanksgiving morning and just enjoy grazing all day, that is perfectly fine. But if you plan ahead, you might be able to do a 24-hour fast the day before as well as the day after. As always, if you've never done this type of fast before, please speak to your doctor or healthcare provider first. But I found this works really well for me, and then I can truly enjoy my meal with absolutely no guilt. Number four, if you do decide to go off keto for Thanksgiving, give yourself some grace. It has been a crazy year, and you might just want to simply indulge. I give you full permission to do so. But, and this is a big but, I do suggest making a decision right now, ahead of time, and just making a promise to yourself of the date you are going to get back on track. I've personally found when I get right back on track the following day, I can barely notice a difference, especially if I prepared ahead of time with intermittent fasting. But when I let myself slide 2, 3, 4 days in a row, even if it's just one cookie here, a piece of pie there, or just one serving of mashed potatoes, those cravings start taking over and it's incredibly challenging to get back into the swing of things. Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these burn caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to cheriehaines.bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Number five. And last, but certainly not least, please be in the moment this Thanksgiving. Put your phones and any other distractions aside. Get off of social media for the day. I promise, the perfect Thanksgiving picture can wait until the next day to be posted. You will survive. This is such a beautiful time of year to enjoy family and all of God's goodness. It's a time to put all worries aside and be truly thankful. Now, I wanted to keep this episode a bit shorter than normal, as I'm sure you've got lots to do to prepare. But just know, like Paul wrote in Philippians 1 verse 3, I thank God every time I remember you. From the bottom of my heart, I hope you know how much I truly love and appreciate you. I'd like to close today by reading you Numbers 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.cheriehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.